Film Nerds Unlimited. Lo-fi movie conversations with high-quality movie connoisseurs. Issue 66. Craig Hamilton of CitizenCraig.com. Craig Hamilton of CitizenCraig.com.
Hey Craig, what's up, man?
Not much. How's it going, homie?
Oh, just living the good life.
I feel that, baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know it.
I do know it, and you know that I know it.
And I do, and I know that you know that I know it.
Enough said.
Well, hey, I'm just calling to see if you saw the new Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice trailer.
I did.
Yeah? What do you think?
Well, you know me better than anyone else. What do you think I think?
I think you hate it.
You're right.
Well, tell me why.
Okay, well, how should we start?
I'll tell you what. Why don't you just sort of give a rundown of the trailer, and I'll just pipe in here and there.
Okay, that sounds like a plan at least. I want to start out by saying that this episode of Film Nerds Unlimited is ripe with spoilers.
Yes, listeners, if you want to avoid spoilers, then turn it off. Otherwise, keep listening.
Okay, so the trailer starts off here with Bruce Wayne pulling up to this big party in a luxury car. And he's driving himself, and Clark Kent is like outside on the sidewalk, and he sees him pulling up, and he asks somebody, he says, who is that? And then there's like a quick cut of Clark's face looking in a different direction, and he's looking concerningly at Bruce as he pulls up, and the guy says, that's Bruce Wayne. And Clark has this borderline nerdy goofiness. It's very, very subtle, but you can tell they're trying to turn it on just a little bit. And so it cuts to them both in the party. Bruce Wayne kind of sulkily walking in, and Clark introduces himself to Bruce.
So mainly it's Bruce and Clark showcased here.
That's right. You nailed it. And immediately Clark asks Bruce's opinion on the Gotham Bat Vigilante, and Bruce sort of smirks. But he smirks from behind suffering eyes. Bruce Wayne is brooding constantly. At every turn, he's upset.
Why?
I imagine still hurt from the death of his parents.
Interesting.
He's brooding so much that it's like the pearls of his mother's broken necklace are still bouncing down the dark, wet Gotham alleyway.
Wow.
His parents' death might as well have just happened on the way to the party as sulky as he looks.
Okay, so he's a millionaire who's brooding and sulky and sort of a baby.
So Clark and Bruce sort of verbally spar to each other about each other's city's vigilante in sort of this odd hypocritical way.
How?
I don't know, like, they just argue about the means by which each other's city's vigilante handles his business. Huh. Good or bad. You know, Superman complains that Gotham residents live in fear, and Bruce complains that, you know, Metropolis, you know, writes puff pieces about, you know, what Superman does.
That's confusing.
They disagree, and then Bruce says, maybe it's the Gotham City in me, and then goes on to poison the trees of the Daily Planet courtyard.
Nice. Roll damn Gotham.
They give each other looks as if they know each other's secrets.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know if the filmmaker is assuming that the audience will just ignore this fact that both know who the other is or not, but they share such a knowing look that it's really hard to believe that they don't know each other's identity. And if the film gives no other indication of how they know of each other's identity, then that's pretty dumb of Zack Snyder and the writers of this movie. Just to assume that they're just giving each other these looks like, oh, I know who you are. Yeah, I know who you are. I know who you are. It's just such an obvious look. And it's almost insulting to the audience if they're going about it as if they don't know, but are having Clark and Bruce look at each other like they know. But then at the same time, if they do know, and there's no legitimate reason how they know each other's identity, then that's pretty lame.
I think I know what you mean. Please continue.
And then Bruce says something like, bad history with freaks dressed as clowns.
An obvious reference to the Joker.
Right. And bam, in comes Lex Luthor, who incidentally reminds me of, or he's, it seems like he's going after a cross between an overdone Johnny Depp character and Heath Ledger's Joker.
How so?
Well, he has this air of snobby nerdiness that you find in those people in line in front of you at, like, Starbucks or something that make sure they talk loudly enough so that everyone hears how much of an expert they are in the ways of movies or comics or sports or Marshall McLuhan, but almost always have an incorrect opinion.
Okay, Ali.
Eisenberg's Lex Luthor is the embodiment of those people. Like, what I wouldn't give for a large sock with horse manure in it.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, sorry. But there is absolutely nothing original about Eisenberg's Luthor, and almost entirely derivative of something else. At least that's what I take from this trailer.
Wow, okay, so nothing new or unique from Eisenberg in this trailer?
No, not at all. Not from this trailer, and in fact, it's all very awkward and eye-rolly. Also, Luthor has hair.
What about it?
He has hair.
Oh, because in the comics he's bald.
That's right. But here he has hair. Not a buzz cut, not a high and tight, not a crew cut, not a top knot, not a mohawk. No, it's shoulder-length hair.
I need more.
Did you see American Ultra?
No.
No? Really? Okay. No? Okay, well, it's exactly the length that Eisenberg's hair was in that movie. And that movie came out very recently.
So what are you getting at?
At any rate, Lex Luthor has hair. So what that tells me is that he will lose his hair. So basically, we'll have another Superman movie that has Eisenberg in it, and that's not something I look forward to.
So you're saying that because Eisenberg has hair, that means we'll probably get another Superman movie with Eisenberg in it?
Yes.
And the mere presence of hair only exists as sort of a little gimmick to maybe extend his story or perhaps provide some sort of depth to his character?
You nailed it.
That's not lazy at all.
And then Luthor walks up to Clark and Bruce in the middle of their conversation and introduces himself, and he has this really snarky little voice and says, "Bruce Wayne meets Clark Kent. I love bringing people together," in an obvious and really contrived way of setting up some foreshadowing some later battle
later in the trailer.
Yeah. So he shakes hands with Bruce and with Clark, and Clark shakes his hand really hard, and he says, "Ouch, you should not pick a fight with this person."
Ew.
Exactly. And it's really awkward.
That's horrible.
And he's clapping his hands and moving, and it's so, so yucky. So there are several clips of Batman and Superman fighting each other and busting through glass and jumping on each other and falling through collapsed ceilings. And on top of all that is a montage of lines from the film, like Albert has something to say.
Albert?
Alfred. What did I say?
Albert.
Oh. Well, Alfred says something, but many of the lines are spoken by Lex Luthor, and of his lines, most of them are all really unoriginal sayings, like, "The son of Krypton against the bat of Gotham," which is really a weird thing to say, and it's almost like they wrote it just to harken back to when he says that in that party when they first meet each other, like, "Bruce Wayne meets Clark Kent, I love bringing people together."
Does Affleck, Cavill, and Eisenberg all look at the camera and wink?
No, I wish that with all my heart. I wish that's what happened, but it doesn't. And then Amy Adam, who plays Lois Lane, is, like, captured by Lex Luthor, and she calls him psychotic, and he says, "That's a three-syllable word for any thought too big for little minds."
Really?
Yes, really.
That's bad.
Okay, well, tell me why you think it's bad.
Like, that's all the writers could come up with? That sounds so much like other villains' quips we've heard, but really, really poor.
Yeah, I definitely thought it was lame.
But it's as you said about Eisenberg's Luthor being derivative of Ledger's Joker. Luthor isn't even close to the same personality of Joker, and even if he was, Eisenberg is a gaunt, vacant, soulless shell of Ledger's Joker here. It's sort of the same way of speaking, but way dumbed down and figuratively, without all the makeup and scars and fear and unbridled chaos that leaves the audience really frightened.
I couldn't agree more, but as you said, Luthor is not the Joker, and this cinematic universe already has a Joker, so what is Eisenberg trying to do here?
Yeah, it's like, what this franchise has been since the very beginning, a sheer lack of forward thinking.
Luther says that's a three-syllable word for any thought too big for little minds, and I can't help but apply that line of thinking to the writers of the film. Like, this story is too big for their little minds.
Interesting correlation there. Nice burn.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's start wrapping this up if we can.
Let's do it. And then it cuts to Luther opening up a body bag with some dude in it.
Okay.
Yeah, and the next thing we know, here's Doomsday.
Doomsday the villain?
Yes. Now, I have managed to avoid spoilers, not necessarily by trying to avoid them to save it for when I see it, but I think maybe I just don't care enough to read about this movie, so I've managed to avoid these spoilers.
Yes, I've also managed to avoid spoilers, and this is certainly a spoiler.
Yeah, so Doomsday the villain that actually killed Superman in the comics shows up, and the trailer really makes it look like Luther does an experiment on
General Zod
and a body bag and creates Doomsday.
Wait, so Doomsday isn't a killing machine from the planet Krypton, but just the result of an experiment like what we've seen a million times and very effectively done in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Yes, that's the way the trailer would make it seem.
Oh, man.
But here Doomsday looks a lot like a couple of other... This looks a lot like another incarnation of some troll monster that we've seen a million other times.
So not only do they steal the idea of the origin of Doomsday as being some experimental result, but they also steal the look of the character.
Now that may not be the case, but that's definitely how it looks. But here, and it will probably be mentioned in a Film Nerds Unlimited episode coming out either really soon before or after this episode is published. It also looks like one of those trolls or those pre-orc orcs from one of those Hobbit movies. Yeah, just Google it, listeners. There's a lot of derivative elements about this trailer, from Eisenberg's mannerisms to the aesthetic of Doomsday as a character. But anyways, Doomsday roars and jumps around and burns stuff and causes this like mini nuke explosion to happen and to go off, and we cut to
what?
Not what, but who.
Okay, who?
Wonder Woman.
What?
Yes, Wonder Woman. Amongst the rubble and dust of a dying battle, Wonder Woman is seen peering sheepishly from behind her shield.
This is a huge spoiler.
Huge spoiler.
That's a lot of movie to be showing in a trailer.
I honestly do not understand what they were thinking. Plus, not only is it a spoiler with the reveal of Wonder Woman, but they also show the character reactions.
Really?
Yeah. Virtually neutralizing the effect of this for those audience members seeing this film for the first time.
Jeez.
Not only do they show us Wonder Woman, but they show us how Batman and Superman react to her showing up.
Which is just as much a surprise to them as it is to us.
Yeah, if not more.
Exactly. So what's their reaction?
Superman looks at Batman and says, "Is she with you?" And then Batman looks at Superman and says, "I thought she was with you."
No.
Yeah.
You've got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. I'm like totally being serious.
That's ridiculously lame and anticlimactic and stupid as all get out.
Yeah, it's like the fact that she's there doesn't even matter.
That's all the writers could come up with? That's bad.
I can't even tell you how much I agree with you right now. I agree with you so much. Right now, I just want to make out with you.
Well.
Okay, so that reminds me. Batman's voice.
What about it?
Well, people gave Christian Bale a hard time for making his voice all gruffy and stuff because he had to change it or else people would recognize him as Bruce Wayne and bam, his cover is blown.
Right.
But people thought it was a little too over the top. But man, Bale is doing that himself with his own voice, like while they're shooting the movie.
Right.
But Batman's voice here is obviously affected in some way.
Like how so?
Like it's obviously altered with some effects that no human could ever do. But there's nothing here, there's nothing near his mouth to indicate that it's changing his voice. So I would assume that it's in post-production where they are putting in this effect.
So the filmmakers are assuming that the audience either won't recognize that his voice is inexplicably different, or that if they do, they won't really care whether or not it's explained?
I guess so.
How patronizing.
Unless his robot metal armor suit is doing something to his throat to make it change, but that's the only thing I can think of.
That's concerning.
You're just now getting concerned?
No, that's more concerning. Correction. Okay, so is that it? Is this spoiler-heavy hot mess of a trailer over yet?
No, there's one more thing.
Okay, what?
Not to beat a dead horse, but the ending shot.
Yeah?
It's Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman standing together, poised to fight, and they're looking at the camera.
Alright, so what's up with that?
Well, Superman is just standing there with his arms sort of awkwardly down in front of him.
Okay.
Wonder Woman is sort of in a three-point stance with a sword and a shield.
Right.
And Batman is standing there with a shotgun.
A shotgun?
Yes, it's a firearm of some sort that looks like a shotgun.
That's horrible. I don't know of many weapons Batman has that aren't shaped like a bat.
I know, right?
Yeah, and even those weapons that are like a batarang or like mini ninja stars or like a grappling hook or something.
Here he definitely has a shotgun of some sort.
I hate this movie so much right now.
So do I, and I kind of want to stop talking about it right now.
Me too. Okay, well thanks for talking about Batman vs. Superman Dawn of Justice trailer with me.
Okay, yeah, I guess. See ya.
Bye.
For more from the Film Nerds, go to filmnerds.com and aspectradioshow.com.